This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. The House of Representatives plans to vote next week on a Clinton administration plan to give China permanent normal trade status. That means ending the annual review of China's record on human rights, labor, and the environment as a condition for expanded trade. Supporters say U.S. business would benefit from access to China's booming markets and that engaging China is the best way to bring internal reforms. But there's concern that the move would threaten U.S. jobs and reward China for its repression of dissent, religious expression, and worker rights. Earlier, I spoke with U.S. Trade Representative Charlene Barshefsky, a leading advocate. House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt is opposed.
The problem with the bill is that it doesn't retain the leverage and pressure over the Chinese government that we need to push them toward human rights, worker rights, and environmental concerns. We need to retain some kind of annual review of human rights. We need to retain some way to determine if they are keeping their promises with existing trade treaties. And we need a way to have a code of conduct with American corporations to know that they're actually treating people correctly in the workplace as they say they are.
Now, the backers of the bill say giving up the annual review of China's record isn't giving up much since it's approved by Congress every year anyway.
Well, the trouble with that argument is that I think the annual review and the vote does keep pressure on the Chinese government. I talked to Wei Jingsheng yesterday, who's a Chinese dissident. He explained that every time we liberalized trade with China, dissidents got arrested, people in prison got treated worse. In effect, when we give them the good housekeeping seal of approval in trade, they take it out on their dissidents and they worsen in terms of human rights.
Is there another way to influence China to reform its human rights?
I think the best way is to, again, keep the leverage on. The truth is the Chinese government listens to what the American government says. They are in tremendous need of this marketplace. They have a $65 billion trade surplus with us. So they need America. They need access to this marketplace. And any time they feel threatened in that because of their behavior, then they change their behavior. We're going to lose that leverage, and I think that's a very bad outcome.
What about the claim that if Congress fails to act, U.S. business will suffer when China takes its trade elsewhere?
Well, that's always the charge that's made, is that if we don't do this the way they want us to do it, that they'll go somewhere else. I don't think the facts bear that out. We are a huge trading partner with China. I don't think they have any place to go. This is the market where they get well from all of the deficits they have with other countries.
President Clinton has put a lot of personal energy into this. It almost seems like a legacy issue for him. And here you're opposing your president.
I don't necessarily agree with him on some issues, and I state my disagreement honestly. I respect what he thinks is important here. I just disagree with him, and when that happens, I'll state it publicly and work against his view. That doesn't mean we can't work together on lots of other issues. This often happens in public service. You don't always agree with others that you often agree with, and that's just the way it is, and that's the way it ought to be.
You've chosen to state your position, but not lobby other Democrats to join you. Why?
Well, I am talking to other Democrats. I think this is a misnomer. Look, both parties are split on this issue. Members know this issue. Everybody has a different district. Everybody has different concerns. But I'm going to talk to everybody I can. I don't think you're going to know the outcome until the vote's held.
Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt is the House Democratic leader.